Sometimes I just like to groove to the music. The time flies coming into the break. 720 WGN. I'm Jane Monzuris in the Allstate Skyline Studio. Hey, you can call us. You can text us. You can do that. It would be great to hear from you. You can follow me on Instagram, too. I'm at Jane Monzuris. Text number is 312-961-7200. You can call us here, too. I'm going to talk about secret family recipes with one of my favorite people on the planet. He's a chef, a restaurateur, an ambassador for Greek culture and culinary history. He is in studio with us today. Say hi to Chef Louis Alexandre Sakis from Avli Taverna in Lincoln Park. Hi, Louis.
Jane, hi, sweetie.
I'm so glad that you're here. Thank you so much for coming in.
It's my pleasure.
You've got the Avli Taverna in Lincoln Park.
Yes, with a few partners there.
Yeah, like our buddy Lou Canellis from Fox Chicago.
The most famous Greek of Chicago.
Do you ever let that guy in the kitchen, or is that
sure.
It's off the limits?
All the time. He loves being back there, seeing the boys and taking live shots. Lou's great. He's there all the time.
I mean, of course Lou's great. We love Lou. But I just was curious. He doesn't have anything to do with the cooking.
No, thank goodness, no.
Okay, there you go. That's what I was getting at. Whew.
He's very good at eating, though.
Yeah. Do you let him sample the wine, too?
Everything.
And the ouzo?
For sure.
That's what Lou does best.
Oh, Mastika, actually.
Oh, really?
It's his favorite drink right now.
No way.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh. Explain what Mastika is to everybody listening,
because
they don't know.
Well, that's kind of fun with what we're going to discuss. Mastika comes from a small island in Greece called Chios, and it's actually a distillate made from a tree sap. And it's just wonderful. It's great to have straight over ice. You can mix it. It's especially good with citrus. There's just a little lemon juice inside there. You can make a summertime cooler. You can put it in desserts. It's amazing. And it's also a good digestive.
Oh, that's always good to have, too.
You can find it online.
After you eat too much Greek food.
You can never eat too much Greek food.
Well, speaking of Greek food, so the restaurant in Lincoln Park just opened, what, about 6 months ago?
Not even. We just closed 3 months. It was the 2nd of November.
No kidding.
Yeah, 3 months.
And you're getting rave reviews. And it's I haven't been there yet. And I apologize for that.
Oh, that's, we'll see you soon, I'm sure.
You know why I'm lazy? Because I live on the south side and I got to drive all the way up to Lincoln Park, which is probably only like 3 miles away. But still, in my head, I'm like,
we'll send
it's
an Uber
far.
For you.
Yeah, you'll send an Uber. No, that would be terrible. What is it about Greek food that everyone loves?
Well, first of all, the most popular salad in the world is a Greek salad, period, in the whole world. Just want to throw that out there. It is. Most popular salad to have in the entire world is a Greek salad.
And not to mention, but your good dietary Mediterranean diet.
For sure, for sure. I think people love Greek food because it reminds us of the comfort that we have and the hospitality that we have and the friendships that we give to everyone. Even when you go to the traditional Greek restaurants in Chicago, which are still fabulous, it's always been about how you treat someone when they come in. We're simply trying to take that same level of comfort and familiarity and hospitality and update the food a bit. Because there was, there's nothing wrong with these restaurants. They're fabulous.
Right.
They're still great places. You go
right.
in, they know you. But it's nice to go on in and have a place that might be a little bit more modern, great atmosphere, and still have great food and great service
what
and everything
else. What are you doing that's different? Like, give me a typical, you're not
sure.
serving gyro, right?
Well, we are, but we're actually cooking whole meat gyro, which is how they do it in Greece. And actually, it's funny you said that because I did bring a few little things for you to snack between takes here. But the first thing we do is we bring a lot of foods from different parts of Greece and actually different parts of the whole world that were Greek influenced. I actually spent a couple of weeks in Australia a few years ago, met Greek chefs there, worked with one chef in particular who's amazing. He just actually was at the Greek consulate in Greece. They flew him from Australia. Just to see what Greek chefs around the world do. And so we have a Cypriot salad on our menu. We do our octopus the way they do in Santorini. We have a dessert from northern Greece, bougatsa, but we make it in a more contemporary, modern way. Then we have fun with Greek food. That chef I referred to gave us a great recipe for caramel baklava ice cream.
Oh, wow.
So, Jane, I couldn't bring that because it's ice cream. You'll have to come and
you
have that.
You could have brought the baklava and I could have just got my own ice cream.
Oh, no, we just make it a special way. You have to have it. Really, it's all part of a slice of ice cream. It's all in the same slice.
Oh, it's kind of like ice cream cake, right?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
But it's the baklava.
The center layer is baklava, caramel sauce.
Wow.
There's crunchy phyllo
How
dough.
Fun.
It's pretty amazing.
So you've got the Avli in Winnetka.
Yes, 10 years now.
10 years?
Yeah.
Do you remember when I came in and we cooked a leg of lamb?
I love it. We did it for Easter.
We were doing it for a TV show. It was when You and Me in the Morning was on for WCIU. I had the worst head cold.
Oh, well, no one could tell.
It was awful. I felt so bad. I'm in the kitchen. I'm like sneezing. I don't think we were in your back room. We weren't in the kitchen. You would never do that. And then you've got now this Avli Taverna in Lincoln Park.
Yes.
My brother, George, who lives in Phoenix, asked me yesterday. He said, because Lou was in Phoenix for spring break, so they connected, and he said, what does Avli mean? And I was like, I don't know.
So it translates to the courtyard.
Yeah.
And if you look anywhere in Greece, there's probably 50 restaurants named Avli. And so either they're named Avli just by itself because it refers to the Avli in that town, or it might be Avli in conjunction with another word, George's Avli, the Avli of the Lemon Garden, or something like that. But Avli means the courtyard, and that's a real traditional neighborhood-style restaurant, which we are in Lincoln Park, where you usually have a little side yard where you have outdoor dining, which we will do as soon as the lovely Chicago winter chooses to go away.
Oh, this lovely winter. We're talking about Greek food, but Greek food has a lot of family history.
It does.
Right? So I want to talk about secret family recipes. And when we come back from break, we're going to open up the lines, the phone lines. And if you have a secret family recipe, I want you to tell us what it is.
I'd love it if they'll let me use it.
You could be anonymous.
Better.
It doesn't have to be Greek, right? We just want to talk about like maybe what the one twist is in your secret family recipe, right?
Sure.
Because a lot of times it's just one ingredient.
That's all it is, or just one thing that you cook differently, or that we don't do it in the oven, we do it in a pan. It could be something that simple that totally changes the flavor.
Why don't people tell us their secret family recipes?
Oh, well, it wouldn't be a secret anymore, would it?
But sometimes it's not a really big deal. It's like I use horseradish instead of mayonnaise or something.
And frankly, I found great people throughout the years who've been kind enough to share a lot of those secrets with me.
And are you using any secret family recipes?
Almost all of them.
Are they your family or other families?
Both.
But do you tell people what the secret is?
If they ask, sure. A lot of times, the best secrets are simple. Sometimes we're fortunate as restaurants that we actually have the ability to buy a very high-quality product. And that sometimes is what's behind making food even better. There is technique involved, certainly. But I tell everyone who comes to my restaurant, if you can find it, buy Berkshire pork.
Oh.
It's just as an ingredient.
Oh,
it's so much better than pork you can find in the best supermarket. Berkshire pork is so much better.
All right, cool. So we're going to come back. I would love to take calls and talk about secret family recipes. 312-981-7200. I'll tell you mine if you tell me yours. We are with Louis Alexakis from Avli Taverna in Lincoln Park, and this is 720 WGN. I love it. 720 WGN. I'm Jane Moutsouris in the Allstate Skyline Studio, along with chef restaurateur Louis Alexakis from Avli Taverna in Lincoln Park and Winnetka, and hopefully a third location coming soon, Mr. Louis.
Maybe.
I love saying your last name.
Well, last names in Greek are also kind of cool. They are regional.
Yeah.
So
what does Alexakis mean?
Anybody's name that ends in A-K-I-S means somebody came from Crete.
Oh, yeah, you're Cretan.
I've been called that many a time.
My last name actually means a smudge of dirt, like on your face.
Yes.
But the reality of it is, as I found out, Moutsouris is like a smudge of gunpowder dirt, because in like the 1800s, 1825, one of my ancestors was in the battle with, he was the Greeks against the Turks, and they beat them, and they said, great war or great battle. And then Colonel Kolkatroni said to my ancestor, go get cleaned up, you Moutsouris, which means you little spud of dirt.
Right. Well, and those are these kind of family stories that are beautiful. They truly are.
And that is why we're talking about traditions and secret family recipes. I'm waiting to hear about your secret family recipes. 312-981-7200. No one wants to share a secret family recipe because it's a secret family recipe. But Louis, I've got a secret family recipe for you.
Okay.
I brought it. This is Barbara Jane's Blueberry Lime Jam.
Blueberry, like, delicious.
My mom's jam, and she got it from her mother, and she made this for her whole life. And I knew when she got sick, I thought, I'm never going to be able to taste this jam again. I got to find out what's in it. So I sat her down, and I said, Mom, we've got the blueberries. I've got your equipment. What do we do? She goes, I don't remember. So thankfully, I got it out of her. I wrote it down.
Wonderful.
And now I can make this secret family recipe. But a lot of times, these recipes are just taken from a cookbook.
Sometimes they are, or they're from a cookbook, but you add your own little twist to it. I mean, there's a classic way to make an egg omelet, but you might just do one little thing different, and that makes it your family's omelet. That's all it is.
And then if you hold on to it and say it's a secret, then it becomes a secret family
it does.
Recipe. And that's what I love about that. Do you have any secret family recipes?
Quite a few, actually.
Can you give us one?
Sure. My favorite is, as many ethnic families. Both of my parents worked all the time. But whenever my mom would find time, she would make traditional Greek cheese pie, sort of like the spinach pie that you see in restaurants. There's an all cheese version. And her secret, which shows you how much America meant to her, was she discovered gorgonzola cheese, which is definitely not Greek.
No, it's not.
But she would always put a pinch of gorgonzola in with the feta and cream cheese, and it's delicious. Well, I still, to this day, when we do private functions, will put in a little dollop of blue cheese or gorgonzola, and I think our cheese pies are fabulous because of that.
I put in a little bit of blue cheese in my torropitas.
Well, there you go.
The same thing, right?
It is. Yeah. You know what? We may have an ancestor who had that as a secret recipe.
We might have been related, except we're not from Crete. We've got a call here. Let's see. It's an anonymous call, which I love. Hi there. She's got a secret family recipe for Nona Jello, we're going to keep your name anonymous. You're on the air with Chef Louis Alexakis. What is the secret family recipe?
Okay, so here's the thing. I do not, by the way, I love your show. I don't eat, and I'm an Uber driver, so that's my passengers in the background talking. Sorry.
And turn down your radio, too.
No, that's not the radio.
Oh, you're an Uber driver. Got it. Oh, fine.
Talking. Yeah.
Okay. What do you got?
Anyway. So Nana's Jello. I do not eat dessert. I just don't. But the one time a year that I do is when they make Nana's Jello for Thanksgiving. It's the only recipe that my mother got from her mother, and she throws strawberries in to everything. It's like strawberry heaven, and it is the greatest thing ever. And if I ever have a chance, I will have her make you a bowl, and I will plastic wrap it, and I will walk it on over to the Wacker building.
That would be great.
Sounds great. That's strawberries instead of cranberries. That's awesome.
So you put the...
And it's strawberries everywhere.
Everywhere. So you could use it inside a... Sure, that sounds great. Yeah, strawberries are fabulous.
Can you put a little mint in there, too?
Sure.
And what kind of... She does occasionally.
Is it strawberry Jello?
No, it's really not. It's like a fruit punch flavored Jello, but with strawberries. I don't know how they do it. I never had.
Well, you got to get Jane a bowl so she can enjoy it.
Almost definitely. Jane, you are next on my list for Thanksgiving.
Great, and I'll trade you for some jam. Have a great day. Get some Uber rides.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
What do you think about that?
I think it's great. That's the kind of recipes that are great. And, you know, if you talk about Greek recipes, I'm fortunate that I'm married in a family that's also in the restaurant business. But actually, it's my mother-in-law and her sister and their mother. I was so blessed to just be surrounded by all these amazing women cooks who each had their own little special thing. I'll tell you, nobody makes Greek cookies like my mother-in-law. They are just so good. And we try to make them in the restaurant, and we just can't make them as well as she does.
They beat them like crazy, and they add a lot of butter. Tell me why this works. 630 texts and says, my grandmother puts dates in her carrot cake.
Oh, dates are amazing. You can take dates and make them into an use them whole. You can chop them. You can puree them, and it becomes a great filling. Dates are fabulous, and people should use them more. They really should. They have a lot of fiber. They're sweet, but it's a great replacement as a form of sweetness that has some positive things to it.
Absolutely, because I think that's nutritional too. Yeah. Hey, if you have a secret family recipe, we are 312-981-7200. Text or call us. Lee, you brought some of your secret family food here. What did you bring?
Well, look, some of it is super secret, and some of it is stuff that I've been taught by other people.
Just give us one of the ingredients.
Well, I will. So, look, the main thing is I'll talk about this wonderful salad we do called a Cypriot salad. So, even in my first restaurant, I had a lot of young Cypriot kids who worked there, and their cuisine is Greek with its own twist, too. It's a whole nother island. It's a little different, just like you might find different food in Crete or other parts of Greece. In this salad, it's basically a non-grains, non-vegetable salad. It is chickpeas. Traditionally, you might use a pasta. We use quinoa, so we can also keep it gluten-free. The secret to a lot of great things in Greek food and a lot of just general recipes is use fresh herbs and fresh spices.
Yeah.
It will totally change.
Rather than the dried when you buy in the can.
Yeah. Right. And here, secret recipe. My mom's secret recipe. At 81, she was, before she passed away, she would still take the leaves off of the herbs to make sure you weren't chopping the stem.
Yeah.
Because the stem basically is a little more bitter and has a lot of water. So if you'll pick the mint leaves off of the actual little stem and then chop that, so much better. Use fresh herbs in your cooking. It's so, and put them inside a sandwich.
And you can find, or on a salad, but you can find conversions too on how much fresh to use versus dry.
You can, and then do it twice as much.
And then do it twice as much.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I think we have one more caller. Let's see. Are they ready? Oh, Rebecca. Hey, Rebecca, you got a secret family recipe?
Hi, we do. My grandma makes the best red cabbage in the whole world.
Oh, delicious. What does she do? Can you share?
Yes, she is right here, and she's trying to think up the whole thing. But her secret is the brown sugar and bacon dripping.
Oh
my God.
Bacon drippings.
All right, tell Yaya that she should come to my restaurant, and she'll make it for us, and then I'll treat her some food, too.
Oh my gosh, that would be the best thing ever.
I'd love it. I love cabbage. We make a Greek slaw at our restaurant with red and green cabbage. A little bit of garlic mayo, a little bit of raisin. I'd love to have Yaya show me how to do it better.
I love it. Rebecca, thank you so much. Tell your grandma thank you. And Louie's looking out for that red cabbage at the restaurant.
Thank you.
I love that, Louie. So many secret family recipes. We're going to go to a break right here. How can everyone find you?
Well, you know, obviously, everything's done online now. We have a great Instagram page, which is fun. It's Avli is the name of our Instagram.
A-V-L-I.
A-V-L-I, the courtyard.
Yeah.
Our website, avli.us. Visit us in Lincoln Park, up in Winnetka. Hopefully soon, closer to downtown.
We'll see. You're tantalizing our taste buds this afternoon,
maybe
Louis.
I'll have to come back, Jane.
You'll have to come back for the grand opening of that one. I need to get up to your first one first because I love to eat. So I'll get unlazy and I'll
come
up.
Thank you. Thank you, dear.
Okay. I love having you here. Thanks, Louis.
Pleasure.
Okay. Be well.
Bye-bye.
720 WGN. We'll be right back.